KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The amount of food that is being wasted in South Africa is not only the loss of a potential meal for the hungry, but is also damaging the environment. This is a warning by non-profit food rescue organization SA Harvest. It says South Africans wasted an estimated 10 million tons of food last year.
We have a challenge on our hands, and that the loop here is waste equals warming equals weather. And the warmer the earth, the more severe the weather. So this is not something that we can simply plant more trees and be able to combat.
SA Harvest explains that food that ends up in landfills releases methane, a powerful greenhouse gas. The NGO's Kiara Henry says in KwaZulu-Natal, 26% of what's dumped is food waste. She says the group rescued nearly 4.7 million kilograms of food last year, preventing over 11,700 tons of carbon emissions.
In Durban, in the past 5 years, we have rescued the equivalent of filling the shark tank, so that's the pitch, the tunnel, the team change rooms, and the stadium seating all the way to the top of the stadium roof. We have filled that 36 times and counting. That's 67 million meals served to people facing hunger and more than 52,000 tons of CO2 emissions avoided.
Four of the most wanted gang members who have allegedly been terrorizing Durban's Amaoti community for nearly a year are behind bars. They were caught in Cato Manor on Saturday. The provincial police's Robert Netsiunda.
Police followed positive intelligence about the suspects who were in hiding at a house in Cato Manor, and upon arrival, police found the four suspects in possession of two firearms, ammunition, and suspected stolen property such as laptops and cell phones. The suspects have so far been linked with over 20 cases of murder and several cases of attempted murder, which allegedly committed in the area of Amaoti in Inanda. Investigations are ongoing and a search for more suspects continues.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has described the late Pope Francis as a messenger of hope, humility and humanity. The Pope passed away yesterday. Guterres says he was a man of faith for all faiths while working with people of all beliefs and from all backgrounds.
Pope Francis also understood that protecting our common home is at heart a deeply moral mission, a responsibility that belongs to every person. Many of us find great meaning in his final Easter message just delivered just yesterday. He appealed for us not to yield, as he called it, to the logic of fear. Instead, he urged the world to invest in what he referred to as the weapons of peace.
And cardinals have gathered in the Vatican to discuss the Pope's funeral just over 24 hours from his death. And the International Monetary Fund now believes China's economy will only grow by 4% this year. It's well below Beijing's official target as it fights a mounting trade war with the US. The world's two largest economies are locked in a mounting tit-for-tat trade row that has sparked global recession fears and rattled markets. China faces tariffs of up to 145% on many products, while others receiving even higher levies. Beijing has responded with duties of 125% on U.S. goods, and the IMF has revised down a projection for global growth this year to 2.8%. Durban and Richards Bay 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 16.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Man City under pressure to keep their top five spot tonight in the Premier League when they face Aston Villa. Spurs are currently 16th on the Premier League table and have lost 18 matches so far this season. And Dave Miller and Aidan Markram take on Tristan Stubbs in the IPL as the Super Giants face the Delhi Capitals today.